I needed a winter coat. There was this big sale. I got a North Face jacket. And usually I'm like, that's bougie. You know, I don't like that. So I got one. I really like it. I like the fit of it. I like the design of it and style. But I feel, and it's, you know, it's one of those, it's ribbed, right? It's mm-hmm. like got these little, like, I think they call them a puffer jacket, right? It's full of down material. And everywhere I go, I'm leaving these like little tiny feathers. So
it's like your calling card, like you're a wet bandit.
It's like, it's like Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern. No, man, it's like, oh, well, but here's the thing is I buy a $40, $50 jacket usually at Kohl's or something that it lasts, you know, forever. I buy this one is a little bit more expensive than I usually spend. And I'm leaving little feathers everywhere. So A, is it going to be depleted of feathers in a little bit so that it's no longer warm because all of them are coming out? And where the hell are they coming out from?
It's a good question.
I've got these little tiny feathers that are like all over my car seat. And
they poke through the fabric probably.
But you would think that if you spend more for it. It's not going to do crap like that.
Yeah, spending more for stuff doesn't necessarily mean it lasts longer.
Right? No.
It's just more expensive to produce, and they want people. There are people that will buy the most expensive
Just call me
thing.
A poser, Jeff.
But you got it on sale.
Yeah.
That's where, like, you're a value hunter, right? Yeah. Like, to you, the original price mattered, right? Like, if it's a $40 jacket, do you think of this? How much did you get it for?
Man, I don't want to be... Okay. It's normally $179. I got it for $109.
That's a good deal.
It's a good deal. Way more than I usually spend.
Do you like the jacket?
I like it a lot.
Well, and to me... See, you're like in my mindset right now. Mm-hmm. Like, if I can say, oh, I saved some money on this.
Yeah.
And it's high end. It's like, it's a treat yourself moment.
Yeah.
And you don't do it all the time.
No,
so
I don't.
I don't think it's bougie. I think something that's interesting now that we're talking about jackets, I have not bought my own jacket ever.
Yeah.
I've never purchased a jacket. I had my mother bought me jackets until I was an adult. And then I used the jackets that I had from my high school days.
Yeah.
All the way through college until I got in a relationship with my future wife. And every 3 years or so, she buys me a gift on my birthday.
Of a new jacket.
Of a new jacket. Ooh. On my birthday or on Christmas or whatever. So I got this Carhartt one. This Christmas, and I love it. New jackets are awesome, especially like gifts like that. Like I think are great. Like, you know, when you can get something that you don't usually consider for yourself, but you really appreciate.
Yeah, you know what the gift is? It's not having to go to the store and try stuff on and look at yourself in a mirror. Just here you go.
Oh man, and I can't go back to Kohl's. Ever again.
Ever since the bathroom incident.
Ever since the bathroom incident. Hey everyone, welcome to Make Me Like This, where Brandon and I try to convince each other to like something that we think that the other person might not naturally take to. Today, we're going to talk about X on the beach.
X on the beach?
Yeah.
EX on the beach.
EX.
Not doing X on the beach.
Nope,
like
not.
Ecstasy.
And nope, not doing X on the beach, not having sex on the beach, not or drinking or, you know, sand in places.
All right, so I know nothing about this. What is? I assume it's on MTV.
Because if I know nothing about this, it must be on MTV.
Yeah, because I haven't watched MTV since my early 30s. So,
well, I'm in my early 30s, so maybe. There you go. Actually, I'm going to be leaving my early 30s pretty soon. So, X on the Beach is an MTV show where they take reality show stars.
Oh, famous from other reality shows.
famous is being
well
generous.
Known for being on other.
They were on other shows. Okay. Yeah. I would say their B, C, and D list. Farrah from Teen Mom.
Okay.
Was on this latest season.
Oh.
But they've got Bachelor cast-offs, and they've got a lot of MTV reality show retreads and things like that.
Oh. Do they still do, like, Road Rules and Real World?
They do reality shows.
Okay.
I know Floribama Shore is one that they do.
Yeah.
That's like a Jersey Shore spinoff kind of thing. But I don't know if they do Road Rules and
Real World
anymore, but it's in the same vein. I mean, those are the godfathers of those reality shows, right?
Right. Okay. So you've got D-list reality stars. Yep.
And they put them in paradise, kind of like Bachelor in Paradise.
Right.
And they come on there not knowing exactly what it's going to be like, what show it is going to be.
Yeah.
And then I forget Mario's last name.
Mario Lopez?
No, not Mario Lopez. Mario, like the R&B.
I don't know that he has a last name. He's just Mario.
He's just Mario. He's the host.
Oh.
And he shows up. And then all of these people who clearly follow all of the MTV all the reality show world of things.
Yeah.
Are like, oh, no, we're on X on the Beach.
Wait. So they know they're on a reality show.
They don't know what it is.
They don't know what won.
Right.
How is that? How do you sign?
Oh, there were some people. This is the first season that I've invested in.
Right.
I watched it like piecemeal here and there. I was like, Julie was watching it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's dumb. And I go in the other room. But I've gotten into The Bachelor a lot recently.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is better.
This is better.
This
because
is better.
It's more of a train wreck.
Because it's an absolute train wreck.
More drama.
If you cheer for chaos, this is a good show.
So it sounds like they may have cherry picked the most dramatic reality people.
There's a lot of MTV ones.
Yeah.
So by nature, it's already there. But the guy from The Bachelor, or I guess it's Bachelorette, right? Chad.
A male.
Do you remember Chad?
Chad. Yeah, Chad, the one who challenged Chris Harrison to a fight.
Yeah.
The host.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
So he's on there, and he's like the one I know. I don't know him from The Bachelor. I just know him from this now.
Yeah.
But that I know that he was actually on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
Or Bachelorette or whatever.
Yeah.
But here's the premise.
Okay.
They have all of these people come on this show, and then they're hanging out together. They're forming relationships in this paradise home. It's a typical reality show, right?
Right.
Like living above their means.
Is there any structure at this point?
They know that at some point in time, a bottle's going to come up out of the floor. And
a what? A bottle?
First off, there's this totem pole thing that has like screens on it.
Okay.
And it brings up different people's faces that are in the house.
Yeah.
And that means that those three people need to go down to the beach because one of their exes is going to swim up out of the ocean.
Just emerge from the sea, like Ariel.
Like James Bond.
Yeah.
Like Ariel.
But... So they're down there. This person has got to get into the sea from somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's totally contrived. And you don't actually see them get like...
Right.
It's just them like just as big, sexy, like stand up out of the water and shake their hair off. And yeah.
But they don't know they're on this show, right?
No. So their exes come up out of the water.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, shoot, that's my ex. Or, yeah, that's my ex. Like, so there's people that are looking forward to reconnecting with their exes.
Yeah.
There's people that are, like, fearful of what that's going to do.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the longer the show goes on, people in the house are making
relationships
with other, like, new relationships.
Right.
And then, like, clockwork, they bring in the ex for that
Are the
person.
Ex famous people?
They're not,
to your knowledge?
They're not always famous people. There was like an NFL player. There, one of the main, like, original members of this house, Maya. I think she's probably on one of the MTV shows or something like that.
Not Maya, the singer who sang Mace and...
Well, she's just dated a lot of athletes in her past.
Okay.
Like in college and after. So she's got exes that are athletes. Mm. But there's some people that have not been on reality shows at all.
Okay.
That are just their exes that they bring on. And it's wild, man. They have this shack of secrets.
The shack of secrets?
Yeah. And that's when the bottle comes up out of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the members of the house pulls out the paper and says like some clever thing. But then like two people or one person has to go down the shack of secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And it always ends badly. They find out information. They find out the skeleton. It brings out the skeletons.
What could be what could be something so bad that it changes them?
So last night, the episode, there's these two guys that are in a relationship, and it's been like a checkered past with the two of them. One of the guys is like gets around a lot. And that was the ex, and Murray is the ex, and Cheyenne is one of the original members of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's ever since Murray came back, came out of the water.
Yeah,
they've been back together and sleeping together and all that stuff in the house. Yeah. They brought one of Murray's exes on. And that caused some drama. And Murray's ex was like, are you not telling Cheyenne that you're living with your boyfriend right now back home?
Oh.
And then it came out.
That was in the Shack of Secrets?
No. This was just like his ex telling him that. So then like Cheyenne finds out and he's hurt by it. But he's like, I believe, I don't know what to believe. He was just kind of like ignoring it, right?
Yeah.
Well, then they get called. So Murray's ex gets voted off.
Oh.
So Murray's ex is gone. So
who's doing the voting? Is it the viewers or the people in the house?
In the house. So the original members. So there's the members of the house, and then there's the exes.
Okay.
So the exes don't get a vote.
But the members of the
member house. Member of the house too. Do. And they can either put a cut vote or a crush vote into each one of their pods. The person with the most cuts leaves.
Crush? What's the difference?
They only vote the exes except one time they reversed it to where the exes got to vote a member of the house out. And that's when Farrah, team mom, left.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you following me? You on my page, sort of?
Yeah.
So Murray's ex is gone, and Murray and Cheyenne are just like cool again, and they're back together. And cuddling and snuggling, and they're in paradise. So like when it's just the like two people and they're connecting and they've got no distractions, it's like the rest of the world doesn't exist and they're getting along well.
That's boring though.
Right?
Yeah.
So then they get called down to the Shack of Secrets.
Yeah.
And they sit,
Please tell me that the Shack of Secrets is Shaquille O'Neal telling those two.
Hey Murray, guess what? You got chlamydia.
That is awesome.
I wish.
They need to do that. If I told you that, this episode would be over.
We'd be done.
And you'd be watching that.
I would have already seen it, yeah.
So it's always different what's going on down there. Sometimes they say, go through the other person's Twitter DMs.
Okay.
And then they find...
And then what? And then the phone magically is sitting on the desk unlocked?
They have to give their phone to the other person unlocked.
They have to.
Yeah.
As like contractually. Yeah.
But on this one, they have a couch and a TV set up.
It's different every time?
It's different every time. And they had a bunch of stuffed animals. It's literally...
This is E.T.
And it's literally like the basement floor of the house.
Uh-huh.
So like they go down this long staircase and it's like all like pseudo haunted house or whatever. And then they get down there. And the message was like... Like, watch a recap of your romance or whatever.
Okay.
So they sit down and it's like all the scenes of them cuddling and kissing while they're on the show so far, everything they've been through. And then this, all of a sudden, the big teddy bear that was over there stands up.
Oh.
And takes his head off. And it's Murray's boyfriend who he's living with.
Oh.
Who just sat and watched him.
Oh.
Kissing Cheyenne.
This new, oh, yeah, yeah.
On,
so the one that the ex's ex said, hey, are you gonna tell him that you're living with somebody?
Yeah.
And then they got through it. And then that person that he's living with came to life in a costume.
Yes. So that, okay. so it's another ex of Murray's.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Or is he an ex? He's right. Actually living with them. And this is the first time that guy knew he knew he was coming on the show.
Yeah.
Because, Murray was already on the show and he didn't know the premise he was coming on.
Yeah.
So he's in a freaking bear, a teddy bear costume.
Right, right.
Looking through the eyes of the teddy bear, watching this TV
watching
with all
his live-in boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know,
making
a love story with a different guy.
Doing all that stuff.
Ooh.
And the dude is genuinely, he's like, what are we doing? I thought you were just going away for this. And then Murray's like, hey, I told you I needed to go find myself. And then Cheyenne's over here like, I can't even do this. What's going on?
Yeah.
And like he marches upstairs. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do they get this dude in the house?
Yeah.
Right? Like, right. This dude's in the house and no one knew about it.
He's
like,
in the basement of the house.
Yeah, it's the freaking Batcave. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many gadgets that are going on here to sneak these people into these different... They're coming out of the ocean. They're in there.
Yeah.
So, the storylines are crazy. Like,
it sounds like there's no rule. Like, Bachelor in Paradise, there's rules, right? This is like... Anything the producers want to do and throw at them, it's fair game.
Yep. And I think they do it on the fly. Like, I bet they have production meetings nightly. Like,
oh, gosh. Yeah.
Like, it's like the Truman Show, but they're not trying to have Truman have a happy life. It's like, how can we induce chaos?
Well, and that's the thing is, so these people, like, no one would agree to come on this show with that premise because they know that their life's going to be turned upside down. They're going to be in for some drama and whatnot. Or maybe they would. I don't know. But the thing that, like, so when you first said that they think that they're just on some sort of reality show and then Mario comes out and they're familiar enough with the show to know that Mario showing up means that they're on X on the Beach.
Yeah.
So they're clearly aware that X on a Beach is a thing. Enough so that just him showing up signifies, oh gosh, we're on this. So why do they not think that they're on X on the Beach when this whole thing comes up? It's like, oh, we're gonna do a show. We're gonna send you to paradise, and you're gonna cavort with all these single hotties and stuff. And then you're not curious that is this X on the Beach?
I think that. There was even them talking about like, hey, what show are we on? And I don't know how much, I don't know the real story there, how much they're playing it up. Like, you know that there's characters and plants on.
Oh, yeah.
Julie's convinced that The Bachelor has plants. Like, that there's a certain member that's there to cause drama. And, like, Colton can't vote him off until a certain period of time.
Well, I think that they certainly go out of their way to cast those people who during the interviewing process are certain to be wild cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, their personality during that discovery process clearly is extroverted enough that they're going to cause some problems, and they prepackage that. And from everything I've been interested in The Bachelor, reading up on it, is this for real? Is this real? And being able to and finding information that says we don't say who he has to keep. We don't say now they might help determine the order in which they give out the roses for maximum dramatic effect. But and you know, take it for a grain of salt. But the producer, you know, wrote a book. I think his name's Elin Gale, and Chris Harrison have all said on record, for what it's worth, no, we don't influence the outcome at all.
And I believe so that they, because they're the premise is so tight.
Yeah.
That, and the rules are so clear that they're not fearful that they're going to have a substandard product if certain members leave.
Right.
Because it's not all based on crazies.
No.
Matter of fact, some of the best interactions are with people who would otherwise be normal, sane individuals that under the pressure of this brothel experience, they just crack. And it's like like you put really well-mannered people in in a space together and they play with the barriers of social norms, right?
Yeah.
That's what makes The Bachelor so cool.
Right.
The Bachelor is like boxing. There's very specific, it's a very specific style of fighting.
Yeah.
It's controlled, very, very controlled fighting.
Yeah.
X on the Beach is straight up MMA.
Yeah.
It's just like you don't know what's coming from it.
Right.
They're all wild cards. If you don't have the what was from the last season of Bachelor in Paradise, the two that were together for pretty much the whole time and then they ended up breaking up right at the end. I forget the two. The guy had really long hair and she was
The Canadian guy.
Yeah.
Astrid. And some Canadian guy.
You don't have that on X on the Beach.
They don't last There's no that one long.
Casually like I guess there is a relationship. There's a there's two guys that are kind of in a they had like some they had to come to terms with their past and like immaturity.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're kind of just steady right now. So I guess that I guess that's in there.
How many episodes have you watched this season?
I've watched all of them so far. I don't know how many are
is that
in.
Like you think
five,
ten, five,
six?
Okay.
It's like I think we're no longer in the early going.
Okay.
We're midway, maybe. We're midway, probably. Okay.
Interesting. So I like the wild card nature of it. And if you think about the thing I like about The Bachelor is I find someone that I'm rooting for.
Mm.
And I kind of get behind that person. And, you know, like I've got my pick of who I am rooting for. And my wife has got her pick, you know, and then people around the office, he's like, oh, I like Cassie. I like, you know, whoever. I don't know that this one has that kind of thing. Well, are they crappy people? Like on the Bachelor, there's a couple of crappy people, but by and large, I would say 80% of them are like, I really like this person. They've got a good job. They volunteer. They're very sweet. They, you know, everyone else in the house likes them. To me, this sounds like they picked the crappy people from all the other shows. And I don't know that I would get behind any one of them. And I would just be 100%. I want to see drama. I want to see fisticuffs. I want to see like shouting matches.
It's more on the end of that. I'll be honest with you. It's more on the end of like we're cheering for chaos.
Yeah.
And like when we see it getting set up, like when that Chamber of Secrets thing came up.
Yeah.
And it was Cheyenne and Murray going down there. We're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to come to a head.
Right.
Because like that's how they do it. They MTV is with this is pimple popping all the time.
Oh, yeah,
they don't let things run its course. But like Julie and I are both pulling for Cheyenne. Like,
okay.
Cheyenne is like this really likable.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's passionate. He's a hothead, and sometimes he fits in well with like the chaos a little bit. But he's like a good guy, and you want to see him ultimately be happy,
right?
And you know, I kind of liked Farrah on this because she was like this diva. Like up in it, I was liking her for opposite reasons.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I really like watching this woman's mind work because it's not how my mind works. but for the most part, you're cheering for chaos.
Yeah.
And it's harder to pick up people you're pulling for, especially since It's more like Bachelor in Paradise than it is The Bachelor.
Yeah.
The Bachelor, you lock in with your candidate.
Right.
Because you know that at the end of this thing, someone has to win.
Right? Yeah. Right. Is there winners in usually. This in X on the Beach, or is it just kind of, it ends and who's together is together?
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
It's the same as Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, I guess so. But Bachelor in Paradise is more like, I mean, you've got people, they pull from all over. They pull from their past candidates or their past, you know, stars
but
or whatever.
It's fan favorites.
It
and
is fan
favorite could be the instigator, but a lot of times it's the one who made it to hometowns. Everyone was really, really pulling for, and we want to give them a second chance because we think they were screwed over or they weren't given a fair shake. And you got the really sweet ones that you really want to, you know, to succeed. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a little element of that.
They do have a blend of that, and that's the formula.
Yeah.
With the Bachelor franchise,
right. X on the Beach seems more driven to chaos, right? It's the, like, you know, like you said, it's the UFC version of it's the WWE version of, right? If Bachelor's boxing, then this is WWE, where it's, you know, there's elements that are very scripted and telegraphed and hard to believe, right? Because they're not as rooted in reality.
The narration is hilarious.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Because it sucks.
Who is it? Is it a famous person?
I don't even know because they don't have them on. I'm going to take this real quick.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just finishing up Taco and Brandon, and then I'll be on my way to get pizza. Let me put you on speaker, and you can say hi to him.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going? Jeff's telling me about X on the Beach.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm trying to make him like this. Why should he like it?
I love it. Because it makes you feel like you've got all your shit together.
Yeah.
At least you're not one of those people.
I hope not.
No matter how crazy life gets.
Okay. That sounds good. Nice.
But you'll love it. So you gotta watch it and catch up, and then you can talk to Jeff about it at work.
Yes. We'll schedule meetings specifically just to talk about it.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Bridges are that way.
Ooh.
Well, okay, guys. I'm gonna wrap this up, and then I'll go get pizza, okay? Bye. Should I just have called her in the first place and then said, hey, convince Brandon? Because she gets me into this kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
I haven't always been a reality show person. She likes all those cupcake war things.
Oh, yeah.
And she likes the weird ones, like the there's a baking show where they all suck.
Oh.
And she's like, I like this because I feel like I could win it. I was like, yeah, it's because they suck.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it gives me confidence. I'm
interesting.
Like, I'm like, man, I that's not how I choose what I watch.
Right.
But so anyway, I laid out some stuff with X on the Beach. I love it. It is cheering for chaos.
Yeah.
What do you think about X on the Beach?
Yeah, you know, since we canceled cable and have YouTube TV, MTV, Nickelodeon, HDTV, all of like the Viacom properties aren't on YouTube TV. So I don't have a mechanism to watch it per se. I think I probably could, though, if I were to maybe download the MTV app and then log in using like my parents' credentials or something, I could perhaps be able to do that. Or
it's a lot of hurdles, though.
MTV usually puts their stuff on YouTube, I think, and maybe it's just the recaps or something like that. So, that's a difficulty, right there.
That sure is, yeah.
But conceptually, there's a part of me that thinks I would feel dirty watching this. We were at a conference last year. And I had some downtime in the middle of the day, and I just went back to the room just to relax for a little bit in between, like, you know, sessions. And the only thing that was on was Floribama Shore. I put it on, like, and I never even watched Jersey Shore. Yeah. So, but I had enough familiarity with it to just know that this is, like, an even worse version of that. And I watched it. I was like, I feel gross. Like, I would rather tell my wife I was watching pornography than to say, hey, I was watching Floribama Shore, because I feel like Floribama Shore was way more embarrassing, like, of a of an admission. Like, it's, oh man, yeah, I'm intrigued though by the wild nature of it. Like, it sounds like a movie, right? And like, that all of a sudden people start getting murdered, like, during the, you know, the crux of this.
You don't see it coming, but you see it coming like maybe 30 seconds before they see it coming, like the way that they do it. So it's like, you're in on it. You're like, oh no.
Yeah.
It's going. So you see it going down before it actually, that to me, I can't even explain it more than that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of, like, being a, like, get your popcorn ready.
Is it like Schadenfreude where you're like really wanting to see the pain on this person's face?
Not so much the pain on that person's
face. Or the shock.
You know, it's what Julie just said. It makes you feel good about the way you conduct yourself in life.
Yeah. I don't get that out of Bachelor, right? It's like no part of me is like, when I'm laughing at the ridiculousness, I'm not thinking like, oh, I'm so much better than these people, you know? It's just kind of like, I'm interested in the story, and it's storytelling, and I get invested in these people as characters, and want to see how it plays out.
Who do you like on the current season of The Bachelor?
Current season of The Bachelor, I like Cassie. I like Hannah G.
You got to describe what they look like too, because I forget. So I know Hannah G.
Hannah G. Yeah. Cassie is the one that he just had a hometown. Or no, not hometown. Had a one-on-one date with, and they were making out the whole time. She's blonde, I guess.
She's kind of quiet.
Yeah, she seems kind of quiet.
Yeah,
but seems like a cool chick, like a girl next door kind of person.
Yeah,
and then Hannah G's just like the gorgeous Instagram model kind of one.
Yeah.
I like them both. I like I don't know. I think
the two,
I
like model them. Feud, like, do you like that?
Nah.
That model feud?
Yeah, the two Miss USA contestants, don't care. Yeah, the
two Miss USA.
Nah,
you're just kind of like out. What about the woman that just got voted or not voted off, like,
about Demi?
Demi.
Demi. I enjoyed her.
I really like Demi. Yeah. I really like Demi.
Yeah.
It's, and when I say really like I don't get into the space of like, I'm pulling for you, girl, because you're so sweet and I want to see happiness for you. I just like the interesting characters. And to me, Demi was interesting in the sense that she wasn't your typical pot stirrer. She had some values.
Yeah.
They just happened to be different.
Yep.
But like, she was very like pure in the way that she applied them.
She's very self-confident.
She's very, very self-confident to the point where it rubbed other people wrong. And it kind of revealed this like there's these other girls that took offense to it, and they were getting pouty and being like not having a good look. Right. I don't think the way that they responded to some of what she was doing. And I like when in those situations, the lines are blurred between good guy and bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. There was an element to her that was unlike some of the other pot stirrers in the show's history, but she still talked a lot of crap in her like one-on-one interviews about like the funny thing was she was calling the Cougars, who were like the 26 and 27 year olds.
I know.
And like these old and women.
It made you feel old as hell, right?
Yeah, and they were like really 3 years older than the other. It was like,
I was like looking over at Julie. It was like, man, you're too old to be a cougar.
It's like the difference between a senior and a sophomore in high school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's high school behavior. Right?
Yeah.
So that's a great comparison. So back to X on the Beach.
Yeah, yeah. Aside from the challenges of watching it, I think I'm interested enough to. Well, my when you first started talking, I'm like, these are. I don't watch a lot of reality shows outside of The Bachelor. In fact, I don't watch any reality shows outside of The Bachelor. So if there's a bunch of them from Survivor and Big Brother and the MTV ones, I don't know that I would be interested in that because I don't have any vested interest in any of those people.
Any of those people.
But I don't have any knowledge of who the people on Bachelor are either, right?
You know, until, like, the Bachelorette usually, right?
Yeah, going into it,
but because you don't know because the of previous
seasons, but you don't know the contestants
because they're all new.
So that wouldn't be a deterrent for me, as saying I don't know who these people are. You could have just told me these are regular people that they picked out of nowhere to be on it, and their prior experiences on reality shows has no bearing on this, right?
Yeah. Do you usually prefer The Bachelor or Bachelorette to, like, Bachelor in Paradise? Or do you like Bachelor in Paradise because you're familiar with the characters at that
point? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, you know, the discovery process of learning all of these new characters of The Bachelor and then The Bachelorette is, you know, and part of it is like, oh, this person's going to be real good on Bachelor in Paradise. You know,
yeah, because you know the ones that are headed for that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting enough on its own in The Bachelor and then The Bachelorette that it carries me through without having, you know, any knowledge of the other contestants. And then Bachelor in Paradise is like, okay, all of these known quantities from these other shows. It's kind of like when you might be too young for this, but Hanna-Barbera cartoons, they used to, you know, take all of their, like, best the characters. Yeah, well,
and yeah, Flintstones?
Like Jetsons and Flintstones, but it was like the less popular shows, like Josie and the Pussycats and
yeah,
like Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo is Hanna-Barbera, yeah.
Yeah, so they took these characters and they had like the All-Star Olympics and took all of these different characters.
It's like the Justice League or the Avengers, right?
Kind of. Well, yes and no. So they took characters from all of the different popular cartoons, and in some cases they were the side characters, and then they would compete in these events. It was like a car race across the country, or, you know, an obstacle course, and they're all using their own, like, sensibilities and personalities to, like, you know, get through this. And it was cool because it's like, oh my gosh, Megilla the gorilla is interacting with Scooby-Doo, and, you know, it's hilarious, and Jabberjaw the giant shark, you know, and basically it just called to attention. These are the exact same show where they've got, like, teenagers and then an animal who can talk, you know? So,
is that the reason you sent me that Batman Ninja Turtles crossover movie thing the other day?
Well, I know that you're really into the Ninja Turtles, and you have enough of an appreciation for Batman that it's like, ooh.
It's
putting my chocolate in my peanut butter, you know?
Yeah, like, is it going to be chocolate peanut butter, or is it going to be fish? What's the... What's the Big Daddy
pistachios
reference?
Pistachios and fish, or lamb and tuna fish.
Lamb and tuna fish.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's kind of taking the best of all the different shows and putting them into one, you know, taking your all-star characters and putting them into this, you know, competition.
So, and after they do that, then you take the rest of the characters and you put them together, and it's X on the Beach.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a copy of a copy of a copy, really watered down.
I think that many of these contestants would go on this show knowing that it was X on the Beach because they need the money.
It becomes part of their lifestyle, right? It's like, okay, I've been on two reality shows. I'm not getting any, like, acting jobs or anything like that. I'm pretty much resigned to this life of reality star and doing bar appearances for $10,000 a weekend or whatever. So the more that I got to keep myself in the public eye so that people still want me to come to Rick's American Cafe and do shots in front of everybody, right?
That's the dream.
That's the, I would do that. Well, no, that's not a good life. Because a lot of these people end up on Dr. Drew's rehab show.
The Farrah, the teen mom that came on there, she openly said that she didn't want any exes coming on there. She just wanted to hang out with the girls that she was close with on the show. And that like she wasn't there to mess with anything. And one of her exes came on, mm-hmm. and she rallied support from everyone to just get him off.
Yeah.
And then eventually they, the exes got the power to vote people off and she was gone.
Oh, wow.
So it's like she was like this isolated island that wasn't right. interested in anything but besides causing chaos.
Yeah.
And
really a free stay in paradise.
And a free stay right. in paradise.
Away from her kid.
But when you're talking about that, like maintaining a lifestyle, that's exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
Like she came in and she was like, I need that bed. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I need everyone quiet. I need everyone to get on my, like, she was like,
yeah.
in the bathroom, like you need to give me my space. I need enough counter, like total heel.
Yeah.
In,
yeah.
In coming on there.
You know, I'll give this a try, mm-hmm. you know, and I think there's enough of like the watching a train wreck experience mm-hmm. of like, hey, I kind of want to see how bad this can get so I can feel, you know, feel good that I'm not that kind of crappy person. So I would give this a chance. And, you know, if I'm able to find a way to watch it easily, I'd give this a chance. It's got enough of the elements of the thing because I do like a good fight, you know, I like a good argument, mm-hmm. you know, that's, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I don't like the drama on Bachelor, you know, mm-hmm. but it's balanced out with other things, mm-hmm. other nice things. This seems like it's just highway to hell. It's a little, but that can be good sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd give this a try. I'd give this a try. So you gotta officially ask me if...
Brandon, do you now like X on the Beach?
Yeah, I like it enough to give it a try. If I can. If I'm able to watch it. This is the first time I've been handicapped by my cord cutting.
Yeah, you never thought that MTV was going to come for you, huh? Oh, man,
yeah. Well, I thought they'd come for me personally, but...
but that hasn't happened yet.
But in the
yet.
Form of catfish.
Ooh, yeah. I'd rather be on X on the Beach than yeah, catfish.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well then, I think that brings you up to five points to... Wait, what episode is this, nine?
Bad
nine
guys, 700. Good guys, 699.
Yeah, I think we were... yeah, I think you've got six and I've got four, if okay. we're keeping score. This is our 10th episode. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go order some pizza.
All right, man. You better get some pizza, and then you can go home and find some other crap to watch to make me watch.
Yeah, so that I can try to make you like it.
That's right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you later.
Bye. Anyway, I've been watching Circles.
Have you?
Yeah, I like Circles.
What episode are you on?
I got hung up on four or somewhere in there, like right in the middle, right before got to the episodes that you were like, you really need to check those out
because yeah.
they're my favorites.
Four, five, and six.
Four, those five, and six. Yeah. I think I'm on four because I think I sensed what you were talking about where things started to pick up. There was like some more action going on and everything yeah. like that.
There's
more.
A lot of exposition in the first two, even the third one. That you know, we couldn't really get into like the funny character stuff until four, five, and six, and mm-hmm. and that's kind of when we hit our stride more, I think, and got to get silly with it a little bit. So that's why I like it the most.
I learned something about myself a little bit. It made me think about it. Maybe again, maybe I've already learned this in the past, but when someone gives me a personal recommendation to go check something out, especially if they're either enthusiastic about it or, you know, in the case, we had a whole podcast episode yeah. about it. It always lives up to the hype for me. And I don't know what that
is. It always does?
It always
does.
Oh,
man. I have the opposite experience usually.
So if I have the opposite experience, if I see a lot of trailers for movies, but they're not coming from friends or anything, like if I'm just inundated with them.
Yeah.
So, like, what's an example?
Like Lego Movie or something? Or...
Yeah, something like that. Although, like, those movies live up...
They're, yeah.
I've got an easy... I've got an easy stamp. I approve of a lot of content. I'm easily entertained. There's very few things.
Yeah.
There are things out there. I won't say that it's completely like I'm not discerning of stuff, but yeah. I find the value in everything. But when someone says, man, you got to check this out. It's so awesome. I think you'd be into it because of this, this, and that. And even like when you were saying like, look past this, like
yeah.
It's over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Production
value isn't production as high value, as it could be. Yeah. Some of the performances are a little
but focus
amateur.
On the writing, focus yeah, yeah, on yeah. the story. And that helped me out a lot. Like, I mean, I don't know what I would think otherwise because I would still know you and everything.
Yeah.
But I think when you told me to focus on the story, it was more simplistic. I could just like zero in on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I like to be focused like that when I'm watching things.
Yeah, well, and it took away. It's kind of like Eminem in 8 Mile, right? When he disarms Papa Doc by saying all of the bad things about himself, so that yep. he didn't have any bad things to say about him. So I already gave you up front what its shortcomings were,
mm-hmm.
so that you didn't focus on those and instead on the other stuff. The mm-hmm. and really the stuff that I was proud of. So maybe that was helpful. But I wonder if by essence of knowing me, does that change your aptitude for that kind of stuff? Like you're more likely to see the good in it because you know that it's something I made, right? If I were just to say something like, hey, man, I really, really think you should check out Brooklyn Nine-Nine because it's really funny and it's got, you know, this and that and all the elements of the shows that you like. And you may like that. But because it's something I made, here's this thing that I made. And then you like your kid brings home a painting. It doesn't look like you, but it says, hey, this is our family. You want to like it, right? Because of the intent behind it.
I think if you found a web series with other people in it that none of us knew about, it yeah. would be different, but I still would probably try to approach it and at least give it a chance. But you're right. The attrition would be higher for me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know that I had a rule, like I need to get through every one of these episodes
yeah.
at some point.
Yeah.
I never usually have that. Like, I'll give something an episode chance.
Yeah.
And you've got to have me. And with this, like, the first episode's slow.
Yeah, it is.
With Circles. So I'll update once I get all the okay. way through. But I just wanted to say that I appreciated that focusing.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's something that is unique to just this or if it's something more universal. And I have the suspicion that it's like, more universal for me.
Maybe.
Like if you were like, watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I specifically want you to focus on Terry Crews's character.
Yeah. As everyone should.
Everyone.
And his pectoral dances.
It's hard not to.